The New Ideal of Self-Knowledge, Chapter 4. Man is going ahead with science. He is proceeding towards the other worlds. Man does not want merely the excitement of reaching the other worlds, the moon or Mars, but he wants also to possess all the secrets of nature, to be the master of nature. Undoubtedly, this amounts to aiming at the impossible. How can all the efforts of man bring all the powers of the universe within human reach? And yet, herein lies the secret of the sciences. Science cannot aim at any but such an end. It shall go on trying to bring back a dead man into life and to produce human babies from external ingredients. Such are the seemingly unattainable aims that science has placed before itself. But what about self-knowledge? The ideal of self-knowledge that India has placed before herself is very limited. Let there be no attachment and no delusion, no virtue and no vice. It is considered enough if there is only peace of mind, whatever the circumstances may be. Even today, there are people living up to this ideal with no relation to the joys and sorrows of the outer world. How can there be peace of mind when the world abounds in so much suffering? We are told that all this is the Leela of God. Liberation, these people think, is very easy to achieve. A brother wrote to me, "How much of Maya and egoism surrounds you? Can you thus save the whole world? Give up all such work." My question to him was, what else was I to do? My friend's guru was a lady whom I had met 7 years ago. She was a very peaceful and virtuous lady. This friend advised me to surrender myself to that divine lady. "What am I to do there?" I asked. "To ask such a question," he replied, "is to betray your ignorance and egoism." "What is there to do?" "Remain quiet and unsurpassable peace will come unto you." Many such people in India consider liberation as near at hand and think they have acquired self-knowledge. There was, however, Gandhiji who used to say that he had not yet had self-knowledge, although many others think as if liberation were already in their possession. This is a narrow point of view. Just like science, self-knowledge also ought to keep before itself an unattainable ideal. Just as science seeks to attain mastery over the entire universe, so also we ought to seek to attain mastery over the entire range of our inner powers. From whatever I have read of religious literature, I have come to understand that only a tiny portion of the possibilities of self-knowledge have been realized by mankind. Now what happens is this. If somebody is bitten by a scorpion before me, all that arises in me is a sense of pity. If there were real self-knowledge, that is to say, if there were real awareness of the identity of myself with him, I ought to experience that very pain which he suffers from. And if there is peace and quietude in me, that peace and quietude ought to reach him also. The sting of the scorpion ought to reach my body, and similarly, the peace and joy in me ought to reach the other person. Such pervasive self-knowledge is not yet there with us. Only a portion of it is there. Hence, is it that only a sense of pity, in whatever measure, is awakened within us. I place this thought before you for your consideration. If the people assembled here before me are all one, what can hinder Gramdan? If the society is agitated over some issue, what can hinder the establishment of peace? In fact, what is there to do? Bring in a lamp, and the darkness that was there is gone. If people, rendered senseless, are anywhere fighting amongst themselves, cutting each other's throats, the fighting would be over if only a person with self-knowledge steps in. This ought to happen, and this can, in fact, happen. Obviously, self-knowledge has not yet developed to that extent. Our Vedantins have claimed that total perfection has already been attained in self-knowledge. But science makes no such claims. We have yet to acquire all comprehending knowledge of the universe. The scientists know that this is an unattainable ideal which they nevertheless cherish. What I want is that mankind should come to experience a collective samadhi. This is the seemingly unattainable ideal that the quest for self-knowledge should place before itself. In Bengal, at the place where Ramakrishna Paramahamsa had attained to samadhi, I had said, "You ought to experience in the collective form the same samadhi which in its individual form Ramakrishna Paramahamsa had realized. An out and out unattainable ideal. But I am unable to express how much inspiration I derive from such an unattainable ideal. This aspiration fills my very marrows." R.C. Kheire, 8th of November, 1957.